Strap yourself in
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallcast Podcast. I'm your host, Just Nate. This week, we are...
live.
We are live. We're live. You can hear the noise? I can't hear it.
I can't hear the noise. Actually, I can't hear the noise.
I have the monitor in my ear, so
we
I can
We are live in Huntsville, Alabama. We are here at the Space and Missile Defense Symposium at the Von Braun Center downtown Huntsville, Alabama.
2022.
Yes.
Okay, and so...
Yes, go ahead.
No.
This is weird. So we are here today with the Catalyst Center for Business and Entrepreneurship, which is a similar organization, kind of, to the Catalyst Campus, as you're familiar with that, in the Rocky Mountain region. But we'll let the ladies here talk about kind of who they are and what they do.
We're at their booth.
Yes.
Booth number 1318.
Yes.
And we're going to let them introduce ourselves, two of them. So
yes.
Who do we got?
So you have Sonia Green.
Excellent.
And I am the interim deputy project manager with Lee Christian. Lee Christian leads this project, and it is called the 7J Project, funded by SBA, and of course, sponsors from some primes in Huntsville, Alabama. And I am responsible for conducting workshops every single week for small businesses. So we do a lot of matchmaking, networking, connecting small businesses to primes, as well as connecting primes to small businesses that are looking for someone to help them fulfill the capabilities for certain contracts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sandy?
I am Sandy Edwards. I am the operations manager, so I make sure they have all the resources they need to put on all these great workshops and events and keep the lights on.
And I know I've been following you guys for a while now, probably about a year, so I know you guys do a lot of, like you said, you have lunches, you have networking events, and the focus is small businesses, right? Startups?
Absolutely.
So talk to us about, and I know also you did... for a while there during COVID, you guys were doing a lot of online activities.
Yeah.
And so where are you guys now online and actual? I heard you were talking to somebody a few minutes ago about you can still go online and access some things. So,
you know, the whole pandemic made everyone have to pivot and try new things. So we, within 2 days, had to go from our in-person classes here in Huntsville to online and Zoom and figure that out. But it exploded. People found us.
Yeah, like me.
A resource that's out there. And it's just been so successful that we have kind of kept that going.
So hybrid now, more hybrid?
We're starting to do some hybrid as we're getting back. To people wanting to do some in person, but our majority of our classes are still online, and people can still. We try to do, like, we just don't do a webinar where someone just talks. We really try to make our virtual workshops as personable as possible. We want people to get off the mute and talk to us and ask the question, that the burning question that they are struggling with. Like, we have the subject matter experts there to help them answer that question, or we might say, you know what, you need a coaching session, because we do free one-on-one personalized coaching that we can sit down with that one issue that they're just trying to get over the hurdle.
Okay. So it's kind of like a silver lining in the COVID nightmare part of everything that was going on.
So for everybody, right? There's
absolutely.
Have you guys found, though, that people are now starting to ask, hey, we're tired of this whole Zoom meetings, let's get back in person?
See, the 7J project, though, is a little bit unique. So 7J is the government contracting arm of the Catalyst. Okay. So we have four concentration areas. One part of that is Tech Ridge, and then you have the 7J project.
What's Tech Ridge?
Tech Ridge is the government contracting, the IT portion of
technology and innovation.
Okay.
And innovation for the Catalyst. And then on the other side, you have the Women's Business Center, which was a part of the origin of the Catalyst before it became the Catalyst. It used to be called North Alabama Business Center for Women. So when it changed over to the Catalyst, then we weren't the biased center for just women business owners. So we incorporated both men and women, all small business owners.
All businesses.
And so that's the other arm. And then we just did a ribbon cutting down in Clanton, Alabama, for another women's business owner called The Reach.
You mentioned 7J. So 7J is a Small Business Administration project, management and technical assistance, where we can provide that to. It's 7J defined is low income, 8A,
hub zone,
minority owned, small disadvantaged business.
Oh, okay.
So it's a resource for those people to come at no cost with a cooperative funding agreement, grant agreement through the Small Business Administration. So we can provide our resources at no cost to these. It's to try to level the playing field for the low income segment to start a business and be able to play in the field.
Okay. So most of the things you're telling, what I'm hearing is most of the services you're providing are free.
Absolutely.
Like. Are there costs? For profit things that you guys do too that you know people have to pay for, or
we're having a conference next week for a women's business conference putting on an in-person conference
costs money.
So in those instances we do charge a fee, but for our online workshops, all of that,
and it's called Leading Ladies, just so you know.
The Leading Ladies Conference.
The Leading Ladies Conference.
At the Westin in Huntsville.
Hey,
but this won't get aired.
You could be the keynote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could.
We'll talk.
But I can see that.
This won't air in time. So we got to do a better job with these guys getting the message out. But we're going to talk about that later. Okay. So you did mention you're going to be in some other cities too. So is it? It's not just Huntsville based. It sounds like it's regional. Is it Alabama? Where? What's the depth and breadth?
Well, the 7J project is nationwide.
Okay.
We can serve anyone and any. If you can find us and have a computer, you can get to it.
Okay.
We have a Women's Business Center serving North Alabama. We have a Women's Business Center in Central and South Alabama. So we have Alabama covered for the Women's Business Center.
Okay.
And that was a silver lining I was telling you about the national impact of COVID, because once we became virtual, then all of the information for small businesses, the workshops and all of those became nationwide.
Right? Yeah. Well, international,
so
actually. Yeah. You don't realize
well,
it.
That's absolutely right.
So interesting, because we actually had a service member stationed in Germany, and he was calling, his plan was retire from the military, start a business, so he's on our webinars trying to figure out what he needs to do when he leaves and comes back to the States.
So what's your relationship with PTAC, the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers? Is there a PTAC here? Do you guys have a relationship
there
with them as well?
PTAC
and
here.
What's your role?
And there's the SBDC here, a Small Business Development Center. We try to partner with them as best we can. We're all kind of in the same genre, but we feed off each other and we play well together.
we tell people, so if you want to get into government contracting, first go to PTAC, let them help you get set up administratively, get your
SMDC, and then PTAC will do the government side, the SAM.gov, the procurement side.
Yeah. Right, and then we give you all the resources that you need for
the further
for operations, like accounting systems and HR, resources and
your
subject matter
statement.
Experts, and if you're protecting your IT, if you're making sure that if you're classified or unclassified, who do you go to when that contract and how do you protect, you know, all of your software. So there's lots of resources that come through. And like Sandy mentioned too, the subject matter experts, we invite those companies that specialize in those specific areas. And then that way, not only are they receiving the resourceful information, but it's twofold, because then they can contact those companies and be able to, you know, get their services, you know, at that cost. So it doesn't cost them anything, you know, to get the information, but then they can kind of, you know, start to wrap their mind around what it could cost when they start to use those services, when their companies start to grow.
So okay. I'm looking at your guys' calendar here, and there's a lot of activities. It says virtual workshops every Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then I don't know if this is Tuesday and Thursday, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It is, like Tuesday.
You have a lot of activities going on.
Yes, so we're planned out for the whole year.
Are you a relatively large staff, or is it the two of you? Is it?
Well, it's like
there's staff about 10.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Between it's, but there's the two percenter. So Sonia and Lee are in the
7J project.
Right. 7J project. I've got two in the Women's Business Center here, two in the Women's Business Center down there, okay. And then there's about, that's six, there's four of us that kind of support them and all the other, you know.
So, and besides the twice a week workshops, what other activities, and you have the ladies conference, or what else do you guys have kind of in the horizon there?
So that's just her project, the twice a week workshop.
Oh, okay.
The other projects have their own workshops, so I would say we average 6 to 7 a week.
Oh.
There's probably about 2 a day between all the stuff that's going on.
And I did see somewhere, I think it was last week, where you guys have networking events too.
So we have networking events and we have one-on-one coaching. So we offer 30-minute one-on-one coaching for those specific questions for specific types of businesses. So whenever they attend the workshops and whatever stage they're in, because we do primarily focus on startups,
right.
But it doesn't matter. You can be a startup, you could be existing, you could be about to expand. Veteran-owned businesses.
You'd be wanting to sell your business because you've been doing it for 20 years, and so we'll help people.
Well, and all those are relative terms as well, right?
I was going to say,
absolutely.
What's a startup business?
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's so many different stages of business. Sometimes we'll refer to the way we help businesses from cradle to grave, because you know, for those aspiring business owners or looking to own a business, then those that are just starting up, the ones that are in the middle of about to grow, and then you know, you should always have an exit strategy. So whenever you are getting ready, we can, you know, help you with that when you're getting ready to sell your business as well. So there is like our center is like unlike most centers when it comes down to assisting and helping small businesses. And the Women's Business Center is everything except for government contracting. So the 7J is primarily all government contracting, and then the other side, from the Women's Business Center, is everything else.
Okay.
And so you guys are primarily located downtown Colorado Springs, oh my gosh. Downtown Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes.
On Sparkman Drive, and then you mentioned you got Clanton out there. And then how do the people get a hold of you guys? And again, you're offering the services virtually, so nationally. That's one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you guys about doing, you know, the broader, I guess, I call it regional. It's not even regional anymore. It's national support.
National.
So how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, catalystcenter.org is the website.
Okay.
You can email us at info@catalystcenter.org. That's probably the best way to get it. If you go to our website, you can click on events, and it will list all of our workshops.
And I think I'm following you guys on LinkedIn. Is that where
we're on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah. Is there a distro email list? Can they join a blog distro list on there as well?
Well, yes.
On our eCenter, which if you go to our website, we have an eCenter you can sign up. And once you sign up, you get all of our alerts and newsletters. And
Okay. I think I'm doing that because I know I'm getting information on this.
Yes.
You haven't told me about this yet.
Well, I post their things on our website. So if you want to go to thesmalls.org, you can also go to our calendar, and I'm also promoting.
Well, so let's talk about what you guys have coming up. August 18th and 19th.
Mm-hmm.
That's just next week, right?
Next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
We'll post this Monday morning.
Okay.
So
all right.
Fantastic.
What do they need to know to get there?
Oh, you did a podcast?
The 18th and 19th of August.
So that is our Leading Ladies
Okay.
Women's Business Conference. We're going to have three tracks. We have one track that's going to be focused on women in government and government contracting. And then we have on stage, which is being the person in the leading role, being the CEO.
Okay.
You know. And then we have off stage, which is the fourth wall of balancing your personal and your business. Like, as women in business, we all have to be, we're the CEO, but we're the mom and we're the wife and we're the trying to do it all. And so we try to help women.
We hear you. We're the mom and the wife. Oh, no, wait.
Hey, nobody can say we're not.
That's right.
And now debatable, right?
If there are gentlemen in that role, we welcome them.
That's right.
Them.
You want
we
the husbands, too.
But it's at the Westin in Huntsville.
I'm feeling offended now. The husbands want a role, too, you know.
Yeah.
We'll get there. That's
we're trying to train them up.
Opportunity.
Yeah. It takes too long to train us, dude. Okay, so anyways, Westinghouse, yeah. Huntsville.
Westin House.
Yeah.
The Westin.
The Westin
Huntsville. Put those two words together.
The Westin Hotel, which is very nice. It's over at Bridge Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Centrally located. Yes. It's like smack dab in the middle of Huntsville.
It says August 18th and 19th. What time? Yes. Is it all day?
It's going to start with lunch on Thursday, August 18th, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And we'll go. We're even going to have like a networking dinner groups. We're going to do like a dessert party. So it'll be, you know, a lot of networking.
Look how excited she is about ladies thing. And then she's talking about the guys thing. She's like, yeah, we can't train you. And she's like, we're having dessert.
Like, that's the first time you heard that.
We have so much fun.
So the corporate response to that is there is room for opportunity.
That's right.
So you can find out about.
And we love challenges, don't we?
And you can find out about that at catalystcenter.ecenterdirect.com/events.
So registration.
It's still open.
Okay.
Still open until Tuesday.
What is the cost?
$149.
Okay, $149.
Mm-hmm. Which is the minimum investment for most small businesses.
Oh, yeah. That's
for the type of engagement that we'll have. And that's the important thing, too, is like sometimes you attend conferences or things like that, and it's just so a classic classroom, where you're just sitting there, and you and in the old
boring
days, we call it data dumping.
Yes.
You know, you get all this information dumped on you, and you're like, okay, go out and do great things. So, and you don't remember a portion of it, but for our conference, we're going to do a lot of engagement, just like we do on our workshops that Sandy indicated to earlier. We're doing lots of engagement, keeping the audience, you know, in, but providing them with jam-packed information to help them with their business as well.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah. We need to have them come help us do something.
Well, we need
we'd love to come to Colorado.
Or maybe we'll come back down here and we'll do something together with them.
We don't mind going to Colorado.
Yes. We don't mind coming to Colorado.
Well, we've been talking about doing something similar up there. There are other activities too. We
There's
got a
so
lot
much
up
going
there,
on.
So yeah,
but, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes, we welcome you back to the Rocket City too. So
yes, Rocket City. Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank you, ladies, very very much. And again,
yeah,
it's
appreciate it.
What's that web address? CatalystCenter.org. If you want more information, or email them at info@catalystcenter.org. And Sonia and Sandy will be glad to answer your questions.
Yes.
And their event next week, if you're interested still, the Leading Ladies Conference on August 18th and 19th. I'm sure you can go to their website and find out information on that.
We got more events. We'll have, in October, we have a big PR and marketing event, which is all PR stuff. We'll bring a subject matter expert in from somewhere.
Okay.
And then in February, we have an annual Entrepreneur Awards. We highlight some local successful entrepreneurs and tell
you have an age group on that one, like top entrepreneurs and under 30 to under 40, under 50.
Actually, we have
a youth entrepreneurship for K through 12, and we have an emerging, which is a new business under 3 years.
Okay.
And then we have a veterans owned business entrepreneur award,
woman
government contracting.
Business.
A female entrepreneur, and then we have the big Entrepreneur of the Year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
and there's all of the government contracting credential series that they have going on, like I said, every
those are all webinars,
Thursday.
Right?
Those are all webinars.
Yes, and so it's covering basically everything you want to do and know about being a contractor.
And then they do special events, like we just did a Doing Business with NASA, which we brought in all the NASA people and our small businesses, and they said this is what we are looking for. These are the contracts that we're out there right now. So we tried to do that. We did one for the Missile Defense Agency in May. So we try to partner with some of the primes and the large government contractors to bring small businesses to them.
Can people access any of the webinars later? You guys save them later for the on the website where you can access past webinars?
We record them all, and so we do have them stocked away and Vimeo.
That's also a great resource, a library.
Yeah.
Right? We have a library.
So everybody that registers for the workshops, we send the recording out to them so that they can go back and review those, as well as the slides that, you know, of course, speaker approved if they want those. But, you know, one of the pearls that that Sandy kind of alluded to regarding collaboration with other small business agencies, which is why we started talking at your booth, too, is to make sure that we have some really good collaboration. But what we do is on the 7J project, collaborate with like HBCUs, and we just started a whole new segment for women who are veteran-owned businesses. So the collaboration for community is huge in Huntsville, Alabama.
Right.
We just didn't realize that it was just going to like explode and
I think it's everywhere.
Go
that's
everywhere.
Kinda,
yes.
We all found out that that's the way to go forward, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you gotta
be breaking down all the walls.
Yeah, over fighting over resources. So.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because small businesses are looking for the contract. But what I didn't realize is the contractors are looking for small business.
Yes.
And they're sitting there going, we can't find them. And so we try to help bridge that.
Yep.
Very much
bridge
so.
The gap.
Yeah.
Bridge
well,
the gap.
This has been great, ladies. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Absolutely.
And
appreciate
as we noted earlier and yesterday when we first spoke, was we definitely want to do more with you guys and continue to help promote your events, especially those, you know, that we can attend virtually, but also get folks down here to attend them in actual.
Sure.
If they're listening and they're local as well. So thank you so much for talking to us today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks
and all
on.
Of this information will go on the show notes. So you guys will be able to see it in action next week. So
all right, we'll look forward to it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for everybody coming to the SMDC conference.
Yep.
This is Just Nate signing off. Till next week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the SmallsCast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.